This is Sophie Grant interviewing Alice Ellaby for the NoFit State Archive Project. So can you tell me how you first got involved with NoFit State and what role you've played?
Yeah, I was I just finished at Circa Media doing a 2-year course there, and we went to Glastonbury where we were doing a show in the morning in the Big Top, a sort of Circa Media slot. And we were driving down and I got a call from Massey saying, oh, we've been given your number, it's Massey from NoFit State and we're looking for a cloud swinger to come and be part of our show. And so that was like a bit of a surprising phone call to get, because I obviously, I'd always loved NoFit State, and so for them to be ringing me up, I was like, wow, brilliant. So I went over and they were doing park life at Glastonbury, and I met Ali and Mish and did a little bit of cloud swing on their outdoor massive rig. And then I joined them for one or two of their park life shows while they were at Glastonbury.
What is cloud swing?
Oh, it's,
I don't know, a lot of people listen to this might not know.
It's a dynamic aerial piece of equipment. It's shaped like a horseshoe of rope. And it swings similarly to a swinging trapeze, but it's just made of rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was it like working on these shows with NoFit State? Was park life the only show you did?
I did. Then I sort of toured with them on the rest of their park life tour that summer. And then I got a job on the next show, Barricade, which is sort of what the park life developed, or what they learned from park life became a big outdoor show, Barricade. So I worked on that for the next 2 summers, and it was great fun. It was really, really nice to be part of a large company, and I really enjoyed all the different festivals we went to. And so we went to France for a few stands, which was quite exciting. And yeah, it was just really nice living as part of a big company and eating together and setting everything up. It was quite a full-on show, like there was a lot of build to show ratio, but I enjoyed that.
So what do you do now? I guess you're still involved with NoFit State?
Sort of by association, but I haven't worked with them for a while. But Ali's been really supportive. She's given us some space for this project we're working on at the moment. It gave me, but working with NoFit State just gave me loads of experience, loads of fun, but also I think opened loads of doors as well.
So what did you, so when did you begin working with NoFit State and when did that end?
I think it was 2010, and then maybe that summer and then the following 2 summers on Barricade, and then I think it did open house the following year, so maybe that's 2013.
So what impact do you think your involvement with NoFit State has had on what you're doing now? Or on you as a person?
Maybe it solidified my choice of being a performer, because I didn't really know how you got work after I finished Circa Media, and that was a bit of a shift going from a job totally unrelated to circus and then doing 2 years as a student at a circus and physical performance school. And I was like, I don't know really what happens after you get spat out. So, but having those 2-3 years of work with them, it sort of just taught me the ropes of what it was like to be a professional performer, and then just carried on.
So what is it exactly that you're working on now here in Four Realms?
It's a project called Mother Mother. It's really early R&D, and it's we're working with circus and animation and stories of motherhood and fertility and the processes of or considerations that go into becoming a mother. And so in a sort of psychological and physical way.
Okay.
Exploring that.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So what are your favourite memories of working with NoFit State?
as much as I loved being part of the company, I just really loved the actual shows that we did. Just performing on that scale, just being part of a large scale show and depending on all the other people in an ensemble way, depending on all the other people in a company, and being part of a spectacle is really exciting.
Can you tell me a little bit more in detail about the shows that you worked on, what they were like and what they were about a little bit?
Yeah, well, Barricade was about the sort of barriers that occur to life, and whether that's it's sort of in a political, social way, the barriers you encounter and how you overcome that as an individual or as a group of people. And so I really enjoyed that it was working with a subject that mattered and that was trying to communicate with its audience rather than just being a spectacle. So I really loved the devising process and that fed into the show, basically. It felt like it had been generated as a company and we were working with some ideas that were meant something. Can't really remember whether that answered the question.
Yeah, that does answer the question. So what did you say the other ones were? So that was Barricade.
That was Barricade. Park Life. I came in sort of midway through Park Life. I think it was, Park Life was like a research project of what can circus do as an outdoor show on a large scale without the focus of being in a tent or in a theatre or something.
That's
So there were three cloud swings in that, which was really fun. And it was more about the people, anybody that might want to run away and join the circus, and the extraordinary skills that anyone might have that you encounter in a park, and what are they like if you put them on a platform for people to watch. And then Open House is a bit of a development on from Park Life. Park Life became Park Life Pods, which was a smaller, more manageable version of Park Life. And then Open House, I think, was the next phase on from that, which was a bit more like what happens if the circus turns up in your high street and you can be part of it.
Then, so that was Park Life.
Yeah.
And then Open House, did you say?
Oh, no, Open House was the one that turned up in people's streets.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. So your performance skill, is that very common or is that quite a new short class thing? I don't know anything about it.
It's not uncommon. I live in Bristol and there's probably about 5 cloud swing performers. So there's quite a lot. That's quite a lot, I think. But swinging maybe is slightly more... less common than static aerial, just because it takes more infrastructure to perform it.
How do you think how you work with No Fit State? Because you said before you found it hard to work out how you would get work once you left. Do you think that's working with No Fit State has helped you get more jobs since?
Definitely, because it's such a well-known and well-respected company. So. Having worked for them, that's something people can latch onto. It's instantly recognisable.
And touring, I guess, when you were touring shows, you were living on the road for a while, like in caravans and stuff?
I was in a tent.
Oh, so tell me about that.
It was
really a bit more difficult, isn't it?
Particularly the second year we were doing Barricade, it was really wet. I did get to live in the trailer for a while in one of the rooms in there, which was nice. With an actual bed, but because our stands were like one or two shows a week, and then we'd have a build day and a takedown day and maybe a rehearsal day. So it wasn't like non-stop performing shows in one place for a month. So I think if I'd done that, I would have got a caravan. But because we were moving around all the time and maybe we had a couple of days off a week, I just. Ended up in a tent for the summer, which is pretty grueling on your body when you're working really physically and then you're sleeping in a really cold, wet space.
Yeah,
it's quite hard.
Were there any times that you felt like you couldn't do it anymore or you wanted to give up?
No, no. Loved it.
Did you not have any negative memories of working with the company at all?
No.
So before we end this, is there anything for someone listening in the future that you think might be interesting for them to hear that you can think of?
Just run away and join the circus and date it back.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to me. Time now is 46 minutes past 1.